D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time, which, of course, we know is a time to look at those who have recently passed away, to debate their merits, and find out if they matter to much enough, I should say, to have credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. You know, Ham, you're not helping at all. A little support. Anyway, where are we in the trifecta stages?
We are in apartment 409. Gene Hackman and Faye Vincent currently occupy apartment.
Somehow Faye Vincent got in.
Thank you, EA.
Squirreled his way in there. Donovan joins us.
Hey, hey.
Our seventh justice.
Hi, Donnie.
Bob.
So today we present the life and times and angelic voice of Roberta Flack. Roberta Flack, who checked out of the planet, on the planet, at the age of 88, just a couple of weeks ago on Feb 24, has an incredibly distinctive record in the world of music, where she is one of very few people that have won Record of the Year at the Grammys in back-to-back years, as she did. But before we get to that, she was born in Black Mountain, North Carolina. Whoa. And I bring that up because that's right where I was.
Just ease up on that, dude.
What? Black Mountain?
You keep just standing with your chest, and I don't like it. It's easy.
It's not a mountain.
You say you have the accent over black,
it's
and
very
I don't appreciate
pointed.
It.
This is unbelievable.
Why don't you?
Why can't I just be a newsman? I have never felt blacker.
Accentuate mountain.
Black Mountain.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Don't say yeah at the end. That negates everything you're doing.
Don't know if you've met Bonzi Wells up here, Donovan, but he drops in occasionally.
Well, she was a singer growing up and bounced around a little bit and became a teacher because she didn't think that her singing was good enough to make any money. She worked at an opera theater in the D.C. area. And in between opera sets, she would come out and sing. And in the late 60s, she ended up getting a gig that, you see, here's so many stories like this, too, from back in the day, that randomly a guy from Atlantic Records was there and immediately calls his boss and arranged for an audition for her with Atlantic.
You looking for a new sound? Then listen to this.
Seriously, it's just like that. So she sings 42 songs from her nightclub repertoire in 3 hours for a producer. The guy from Atlantic immediately told the label to sign her, and they did. So she went from being a backup singer to barely having gigs anywhere to landing a deal with Atlantic Records just because of a technicality and a whim. So in the 70s, she was recording her second album. It was called Chapter 2. And she somehow convinced the label to get a very famous arranger at the time to help her out with the record. It didn't do very much, but there was one song on there
Rangers.
That Clint Eastwood heard. The song was this. This is the first time.
Let's take a look at the leaderboard.
Ever I saw your face. Stop it. Ever I
saw your face. Sing it, girl.
What's the hook gonna be?
You're listening to the hook.
Clint Eastwood has the worst taste in music.
Well, Dave, Dave, let's slow down. So,
I'm sorry, it's not yacht rock.
And this is the part that really got her noticed. Not the first time I ever saw your face. It's the rolling crescendo that she has in this song. And this was put in his movie Play Misty for Me, which was a huge hit. Have you guys seen that movie?
No.
It's kind of a horror movie about a DJ that's being stalked. It's awesome.
Horror?
Horror.
Okay. Yeah.
And this song is heavy in the movie, and Clint plays the DJ. It's a great movie. So the movie was a smash hit. He paid $2,000 for the use of this song that went to Atlantic Records because no one had heard it before. Well, it's in the movie. The movie's a hit. Atlantic rushes to get it out on the radio, and it becomes a number one smash hit for her, selling millions and millions of copies. She is launched into the sun after being nobody. And this goes on to win Best Record, Song of the Year, and Record of the Year in 1973.
All right.
Then she becomes friends with Clint Eastwood and helps him record some of the songs in future movies. But the next year, it's time for What You Did Back in the Day. There's no break time. If you have a smash hit record, you get your ass in the studio immediately to record again and strike while the iron's hot, which is what she did and gave us this song. Strumming my
pain with his fingers. One time. Good times.
All right, Gandhi, hang on.
It's a collab. I didn't think we need it.
Yeah.
And yeah, this spans generation and generation because the Fugees covered it. But Killing Me Softly with his song.
And this is a cover.
It is. But it became a hit, and my parents love this song. You couldn't love a song more than my parents love this song.
You know they did it to this, right?
Gross.
At least you know you were already born.
He's just singing disgusting. He's singing to your mom.
Mixing the scotch with the robe on.
Oh! And it's not just untied, not even tied. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Tied correctly.
Yeah. So this song, again, just like the previous year at the Grammys, goes on to win Best Song, Best Record of the Year. With his finger. And dude, look. Pretty kick ass.
Heck yeah, it is.
She was nominated the next year for Best Song and Best Record again, which would have been history in the making had they just voted for this song. Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring. Which is Feel Like Making Love.
Oh, yeah. Walking in the dark, seeing
lovers do their thing. This is not workout music, I guess. Ooh, that's the time.
I feel like making love to you. Woo! That's the time. All right. Summer chill, me and you.
Just so sweet, yeah. Just singing to each other.
Yay. So she did not win the third time in a row, but she was a huge hit. Dude, she was one of the biggest selling singers of the 70s, the most critically acclaimed singers of the 70s. Not fat, she was just big in stature, Ham. Never really recaptured that Grammy success, but she did have another hit song. She loves to talk about making love, so she hooked up with Peebo Bryson.
Peebo.
Have they ever written that on your coffee cup?
No.
What's that?
Latte for Peebo?
Oh.
With this song that thrashed me in the early 80s. Tell me you hated this.
Hated it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I just like
you
to...
You are weak.
I like to celebrate love.
Celebrate my love. Oh, jeez.
For you.
What do you do? It seems
the natural. All right, we need to do a whole Roberta Flack set.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And don't forget the duets with Donny Hathaway. Let's mix those in also. The Closer I Get to You, Where is the Love? Come on now.
Yeah.
You want people to fall asleep?
Just hits.
Head out the hit, EA. You know what? If you start singing that, maybe you can get a woman.
Whoa. Now, I will say this.
Tonight,
she parlayed this, these songs. She made a lot of money. She was the next door neighbor to John Lennon in the Dakota when he got killed, but she lived there for 40 years. And that's an expensive building. She wasn't fronting no games living there.
You think he went over and borrowed some sugar or eggs or something like that from Roberta Flack?
Sean called her Auntie Roberta.
Sean Bass?
No, Sean Bass? Their son.
Oh.
The Lennon son, Sean Lennon. Yeah. Anyway, huge, huge star. EA said he'd never heard of her until today. So welcome to the party.
Tonight, I celebrate my love for you.
Nobody celebrates that.
Yeah.
All right, Michael Dixon, is she in?
Shining through.
No.
Oh, you guys don't like love music.
EA.
It's understandable.
I feel like I'm in a nursing home while they're playing this to their little dance. It's a hell no for me.
Okay. Hell no. Wow.
Ham.
Extremely worthy.
No, we're not.
Yes.
Just for you first two, and this is
they
the
don't
issue.
Understand. It's not music that you like. It's
do
whether or not they
contributed.
Do you understand
what this vote
do you
is?
Understand the words coming out of his mouth?
It isn't do you like this song. It's were they significant in their field to be remembered?
To which she was.
Nobody's going to make you listen to this ever again.
No. And Ham, this is Rich coming from you who voted a Grateful Dead member out.
Because he sucked.
Is there a veterans committee for Phil Lesh?
Dude, seriously, we'll get him in. Don't worry about it, Michael. Roberta Flack is in.
Yes, this is great Ramadan music.
Roberta Flack is really kind of what the trifecta should represent. If she can't get in, then what's the point?
Right.
And no, her music is not my thing, but how do we...
You can't.
How
hit
do we not put
hit,
her in?
After hit after hit.
Shining through.
Do we have to let you vote? Or are you just going to sit there and sing?
You know,
you're going to sing
you know
your way
my
in?
Vote, man. I love Roberta Flack. In. In the trifecta.
Yeah, God, calm down, man.
Jeez.
Well, if anyone can say it.
All right, Roberta Flack in with Gene Hackman and Faye Vincent. So they got a little action.
Yeah, room closed.
Well, and you know Gene Hackman, he kind of...
What?
He was into whatever, so...
I wonder if it's replacements Gene Hackman or enemy of the state Gene Hackman.
Well, is it 88-year-old Roberta Flack or 35-year-old Roberta Flack? Let's
that's
hope.
A good point.
What about
exactly.
Faye? What's Faye doing in there?
Right. Well, don't worry about Faye. Yeah. I, this is more of a love connection between Gene Hackman
right,
and Roberta Flack.
Roberta Flack.
Yeah.
Yay.
She made it in. Now, don't get your hopes up for Tony guy.
Well, it's actually Dwayne Wiggins, and I'll be here front and center for that one. Whatever we need to present it.
Now,
I'm going to make a strong case.
If it's Dwayne Wayne, he's in. And Ron.
Raj.
No, Ron.
Together.
No, Ron. All right, there you go. Thank you, Donovan.
Now, hold on. Don't confuse Raj with Ron, because we're going to have problems.
I was about to say, man.
Yeah.
What's next? Rerun also?
They're not all the same.
I know. All right, thank you, Donnie. Let's do a little
later, boys.
Basketball, hockey, football next.
Uh-oh.
Black girl, right?